Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And I know this day is probably Thanksgiving, so I made you a quick recipe. So if you're wondering what can I make that can go on the table and really just make everybody smile and also taste good, this Gorgonzola quick glazed carrots is definitely one that I think everybody will appreciate and enjoy. Let's get started. Now, what we're going to need is 1 pound of carrots. And I highly recommend when you're buying carrots that if you're going to make any kind of a carrot dish, that you try to make sure all the carrots are uniform in size. So don't just go to the store and start throwing carrots inside of the basket without making sure they're all the same size. And the reason why we as chefs do that, it's for consistency. If we want to make everything taste exactly the same, we have to make sure that everything is uniform in size to also get that same texture. So I would recommend 1 pound of carrots is about maybe 12 medium-sized carrots, which isn't too bad. And if you go over that pound, it's not too bad. If you have a bigger family, I highly recommend that you yield higher on the recipe, only because my yield is for 4 people. Like I've said before, it's 4 people in my family, so that's all I'm cooking for. So what we're going to need is our 1 pound of carrots. We're going to put that in about a medium saucepan. Then we're going to add in 2 cups of water. The next thing is going to be 2 cups of sugar. We're going to turn that up to a medium to medium high heat. We're not going to always start off on a high heat, and the only reason why is just like potatoes, we have to cook it from start to finish. And the best way to do that is always to start on a low heat and then work our way up to the higher heat. And then what we're going to do is add in 2 tablespoons of butter. And we're going to go ahead and let those carrots come to the texture that I love so much. And it's called al dente, which means to the tooth. Now, if your carrots, if you think, oh, they're still kind of woody, I guarantee you they're not, because they only need to cook like this for about 8 to 9 minutes, not even 10 minutes, because that extra minute that they're going to be cooking will be carryover cooking after they actually come out. So it's very important that we don't let them go long on a boil. So I like them to be almost on a really high simmer so we could get close to boil, but we do not want to boil. The next thing I'm going to do is pull them out. We're going to let them dry, but we're not going to let them get cold. So I just want to make sure that the water comes off of the carrots. It's going to be a nice sweet water, almost like we're doing Vichy carrots. The next thing is our 1 cup of Gorgonzola blue cheese. That goes right over the top of the carrot, and you can even put that over the top, throw them in the oven for about 2 minutes on a nice broil, and I promise you will love this. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.